Okay, I'm an Aleph. We are 7 lines from the bottom. So one of the things that the husband is required to give his wife, again, if they're living separately, is he has to give her a mita or mefitz, right? A bed and two types of mats. And so it says the Gemara, mefitzu machtelas lama la di yahavla. Why does he have to give her both? These are two, a soft mat, a hard mat. Why does he need both these things for sleeping on? So I'm Rav Papa ba Asra dinihigi de malapurya bachavle de mivgarla. This is in a place where the minhag was that they would fill the mattresses with ropes, and that would cause the body to age, meaning it would be uncomfortable. So they would, because it's uncomfortable, Rashi says, Rashi, it's like right towards the middle of the way down in the skinny lines in Rashi. You have, you could spread leather across the bed. That's much better than these mats. So Mishani, the Gemara answers, Ba'asha de malupurya bechavle b'malkum she'in regin la so shatiach or lamata elasi ruge chavalim. They wouldn't put like a whole piece of leather, they would put these like ropes on it. So because of that, they'd have to put mats on top of it, on top of the ropes. It would hurt, and they would have to, the person would like, their body would age, more aches and pains because of it. Okay, so that's why she needs both of these mats. Okay, so Tanu Rabbanan Enosin La Karva Keses. So we have an opinion that says you don't give her pillows and blankets. Rabbi Nassan Amru, Nosan La Karva Keses. Rabbi Nassan says you do give her a pillow and blanket. So he said, what's the point? What's the machlokas here? Either my time at the Tanakama. If it's normal to give pillows and blankets, so then how can the Tanakama say no? And if it's not normal to give pillows and blankets, people don't usually sleep with pillows and blankets, my time at the Rabbi Nassan, then Rabbi Nassan say you do give her. So what's the case? Lo tzricha could go under orcha di day, velav orcha di day. We've seen a lot of answers like this, right? Well, he has the minhag, she doesn't have the minhag, right? So this is that it's normal for him, but it's not normal for her. Okay, so what? And Rashi points out that we have this rule, ola imo, right? That she whatever the minhagim are, she's elevated by him. So whatever he was doing, that becomes her minhag. So Tanakama sava amala ki azona shakyona lehu v'chiasina. So Tanakama says that he says, so look, when I come, I'll bring my own pillows and blankets, and I'll take them, I'll go back and forth. When I come, I'll bring them with me. Right? Rabbi Nassan Savar Amrale, and Rabbi Nassan says no, that he said that she says to him, Zinin de Misrami bin Ashmashas, meaning come Erev Shabbos, Velo Matzis Maisi Lehu, V'Shachas L'Didi. What's gonna happen? If you don't leave them with me, right, then what's gonna happen? Now you're going to show up on Erev Shabbos, it'll be just before Shabbos, you're running late, and you won't be able to carry them now, you're just going to walk in, and it turns out you don't have any, what's going to happen? You're going to take mine, and you're going to sleep, make me sleep on the floor. And so she's very makbid to specifically have him have his pillows and blankets there at the house also, so that when he arrives on Erev Shabbos, because again, he's like coming to visit her once a week, that he should be able to have them present. So that's the machlokas. Fine. Okay. Venosein la kippa. Right, one of the other rules was that he has to give her some type of covering. Right, one of the pieces was head covering, but clothing in general. So Amalei Pabla Baye, Hai Tana Shliach Artelai Verami Misinai. Right, so we said that when he's going to give her clothing, he's going to give her enough clothing once a year, and he's going to give her shoes every three times a year. So what he's going to be literally it means. Rashi says, "Taitana shliach artilai v'rami misinai mushat ba'arum she'ain lo chaliva." He's going to be a person. She's going to be a person who doesn't have clothing, but el mishan l'shana only once a year. Uminalim, but shoes ka'amar mimoy lemoy. But shoes you get every few months, right? V'shar begadim lo tachlus b'moy. But he's not going to change the clothing. I mean, what's going on here? All right. So obviously, it's a figure of speech. With no clothes and wearing shoes. But the point being, why are you? Why is it imbalanced? More emphasis on clothing than there is on shoes. So Amalei Tana b'makom harim kai. Oh, so the Tana is talking in a mountainous region. Delo sagi below tlasa zuge misanai. right? Because the type of place where if you don't have three pairs of shoes, you're really going to be in trouble because it's so hard to walk in that area. But Agav Orchem, once you're talking about that, Kamash Malon, Dinis Vinu Nihala Bamoit, and once you mention three pairs of shoes, meaning basically meaning three times a year, so what is it three times a year to give someone the shoes? Give him Anyantiv. Right? If you're going to give him anyways, you know, because parents would say, right, you know, you want that? Fine, we'll get it for you for Hanukkah. Right, so the same type of thing. You get the shoes anyway, so I'll get it for Yantif. Right, we'll specifically make them then. So the point is, yes, it's a person who needs shoes more often, switched up than clothing. And once they're doing it, you bring it specifically on the Yantif. That's why. But no, obviously, we want the person to. You want her to be fully dressed and have shoes. But we're just talking about how often they need to be switched more often for the shoes. And while you're doing it, you might as well do it for Yantif. Okay, but Kalim Shel Chamishim Zuz, and you would give her clothing that is worth 50 zuz. So I'm Rabbaye, Chamishim zuz, which Chamishim zuz? Chamishim zuz, pshite, right? So it must mean, it doesn't mean the fancy zuz, but the less expensive zuz, right? Rashi says, zuze pshite, zuze midina, shehen shminis shebezuz tzuri. Right, the zuz that's in Suri is eight times the value of the simple zuz. So when we're talking about zuz, chamishim zuz, be clear, we're talking about the simple zuz. So how do I know that? Midikatani, but med varim amurim, but ani should be Israel. Because the Tana, the Bryce says that we're talking about an ani. This amount of money is for an ani. Aval b'mechubar, hakol lefi chodo. We said that, the mission itself says that. Right, but when it comes to this is the minimum amount, right? But for someone who's more mechubar, so they have to give again according to the covenant of that person. We mentioned before, same thing will be had by tzedakah, right? That you have to give the person what they're used to. Visa the chamishim zuz mamish ani chamishim zuz mimale. If it's the chamishim zuz of tzuri, so that's mamish meaning of tzuri. So ani's not going to have that much money, right? So elash mamina, they wouldn't be called ani. Elash mamina chamishim zuzay pshitei. So fine. So the zuz we're talking about are 50 zuz of Medina, right? Not the fancy, not the more expensive chamishim zuz. Okay. Ve'enosen lachadashim v'chulei. Right? And we also say that we don't give her new things. B'mosachama and not shchakim b'mosakishamim. Rather, we give her kin chamishim zuz b'mosakishamim. So, fine. So what's going on here? So, Tan Rabbanan, Mosar Mizonos Labal, Mosar Belos Leisha. Okay, so if there's extra food left over, right, he's again giving her a certain designated amount. So if there's extra, he belongs to him. If there's extra clothing, that belongs to the woman. Mosar Belos Leisha Lama. Lama La, so Amar Rachva. So what's the reason why she needs extra clothing? Why is that something that she needs? Because when a woman is, again, they assume that when she was in a nida, she'd wear different clothing. Women would wear different, like even outer clothing. When they were in nida, people would know they're tameh, etc. But if she doesn't have separate clothing for when she's in nida, when she's not in nida, so then what's going to happen? Her husband's going to be like, oh, come on, you're wearing like a, you know, that yachid clothing at the same time doesn't make it. You're going to have separate sets of clothing. So no, she shouldn't be considered, disgusting to her husband. So we make sure she has extra clothing. So she has clothing specifically to wear. But many do so. So I'm Rabbi Naktidan Moser Belos Amana LeYorshav Hasam Hudalot. But what about when it comes to the Amana? Right, the extra blows, does that give it to the Almana also, would give it to her Yorshim, and she wouldn't keep herself. So why not? Why is that? So Hasim Hudalo Tiskane, Bape, Hacha Tiskane Tiskane. So what's the reason to make a distinction between an Almana and this other woman? The Almana is not married to anybody. She's not married to anybody, so when she was in need, she would also change her clothing, because again, there's the issue of Timur Vatara. But we're not concerned what her husband's going to think, because she doesn't have a husband. So this whole reason for the rule, right, is because we want to make sure Shalotiskana Abaila. So we make sure she keeps the extra clothing, she doesn't have that problem. But this other woman doesn't have that, she has two sets of wardrobes. But this woman, is Almana, doesn't have that concern, so therefore the Mosar Belos wouldn't go to her either in that case. Fine. Okay. So we also said the Mishnah said Nosin La Ma Kesef, you'd give her this extra amount of money, in order to make sure that she has enough for herself. So what says the Gemara, what happens here? And it mentions that she would be ocheles, right? That she's ocheles, mi Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. So says the Gemara, my ocheles. What does that mean that she's going to eat? So Rav Nachman Amar, ocheles mamish. What do you mean? It means that she has enough food to eat. Rav Ashi Amar, tashmish. When you give her from week to week enough food. Rav Ashi says, no, it means tashmish, that they have that the husband and wife will have a physical relationship at least once a week. Tonight, which fits very much in what we were talking about before. We were talking about the different amounts of times that couples have to be together, etc. So it would fit well into the sequence of the Mishnayos. So Tanan ocheles imo lili Shabbos. So the Mishnah says that she eats with him every Erev Shabbos. Bishlam laman dam rachila. I understand if you tell me it means actually eating. Hani the katani ocheles. That's why it says the word ocheles. Laman dam tashmish my ocheles. If it means tashmish, just say tashmish. Why are you saying ocheles? It's a respectful way of discussing the topic. Mishle, that she would eat and wipe her mouth and say, "I didn't do anything." I'm talking about a woman who's woman who's of ill repute. That she would consider the say she would eat and then wipe her mouth, meaning she would be with men, etc. So it's a language to be a little more. A euphemism. Okay. So that's where you use the language of Achla. So Mesav Shimon Mil Omer, Ocheles Belele Shabbos V'Shabbos. So Shimon Mil says she eats on Erev Shabbos and on Shabbos. Bishlam Alman Lamar Achila Anikatani V'Shabbos. If it means eating, I get it. At night and day. Now you have a nighttime meal and a daytime meal. Alman Damar Tashmish, Tashmish V'Shabbos Mi'ika. But if it really means Tashmish, it's Tashmish on Shabbos day. V'Amar Refuna Yisrael Kedoshimain Ve'im V'Shamshim Mitasein Be'yom. I thought that Rav Huna says that you saw Kedoshim and they don't have Tashmish during the day. So, and it's the Gemara, no, Ha'amarava, Bevayis Ofel Mutter. That's not true. It's permissible to have Tashmish during the day. You just have to make sure that the room is dark. So therefore, it could mean Shabbos day also, not a kasha. Okay. Good. Vim Haisa Minika. So now, what happens if she is a woman who's still nursing? So she's still nursing. So he has to, give her extra mazonos in order to make sure that she, because she's nursing, she has to have enough. So what does that mean? She has to have extra. So Darsh Rabbi Ula Rabba Apischa de Benisiyah. So Rabbi Ula was darshaning. The great Rabbi Ula was darshaning in front of the house of the Nasi, and he said as follows: Af Apisha Amru in Adam Zan is Banav Ubanos of Kenshin in Kentani. And we mentioned this before. Again, person should pay for the mizonos of their children. But technically, they're not technically required to do so. The Bezdin will still find them and make them pay, etc., but they won't actually physically force them. But they have to. They should. But technically, you're not chayiv. Right? Even though we said that a person does not have to be zan, but of nosov, kishim, kitanim, even they're young, aval zan, kitanim. They have to be zan, the very little children. So ad kama and ben sheish, meaning up to children below the age of six, so that everyone agrees that the husband has to take those children. Okay, Ravasi, like Ravasi said, I'm Ravasi, katan ben sheish yotze be'eruv imo. So a katan who's 6 years old, so he can walk out of the house using the eruv of his mother. Okay, mimai. What do you mean that he can go with the eruv of his mother? Mimai mikatani ha'isa menika. Pochs in love, the point being, he goes to the Eruv Imo, meaning that he's old enough that he can like go out, he can walk around. So he uses his mother's Eruv. Rashi says, Yotze be'eruv Imo. Rashi says, Arva Imo Litzvon, Ve'aviv Ladarom. Right? So he can go to his mother in the north and his father in the south. Molichaso, but Imo Molichaso Etzla, Ve'in Aviv Molicho Etzla. Right? So if there's a mount for the father to the south and a mount for the mother to the north, where does he go? He goes with the mom. Right? That's the assumption. He's gonna follow the mother. Right? There's an assumption that kids go with their mom. Right? That's the assumption. Kids go together with the mother. So what does that tell me? Says Rashi, Alma, the point being, right, just to make it sure it's clear, an Eruv, whenever you make an Eruv Tchumen, so you would put a certain number of meals further away from you. Right? And you could count the 2,000 Amish allowed to walk from where those meals are. So what happens if the father puts one in one place and the mother puts one in a different place? Where can the kid walk? And the point being, the kid goes, and they're 6 years old, where the mother goes. Right? They follow the mother. So says Rashi, Alma ad sheish sarach siyuham imo. So you see, until 6 years old, the child still needs his mother's help. So the point is, just like the father has to take care of his wife, so too he has to take care of the mizonos of his child.
I guess you're saying a katan is even chayiv in Erev?
Yeah, it's a different question. How far could he? Yeah, that's a good hour, actually, right? Why do we care? He's a cousin, you have to care about it. That's a good point. Maybe in din chinuch, at least, but that's a good point. That's a good point, yeah. Fine. So it says, Gemara, Mimai. Mikitani haisa menika pochsen la mimai siyadere. The fact that we say that if she's menika, we take some of her mai siyadere away. Right, we take some of the maizeh away because she's not able to work maybe as much, but we give her more mazonos. So my time, why do we give that to her? Right? Maybe that's because she has to, again, she has to take care of the child. The child's with her, so she has to make sure to feed him. So it's not true. Maybe it's because she's sick, right? Meaning her body is more taxed because she's nursing. So Im Kain says Gemara listening Im Haisa Chola. That's not true. Now she would say, if she's sick, give her extra. So that can't be why. My Im Haisa Menika, right? It can't be just because she's Menika. So why use language if she's a Menika? If it's just because she's a Chola. So it must be because she has the child with her. So the Dilma Hakamash Mala and the Stam Menika's Cholos. You know, Gemara says, well, maybe not. Maybe the purpose is just to teach me that a Stam Menekes is considered like a Chola. Right, and so that's not, so again, so not a proof that that the extra is because she's a she has to feed the child. Maybe that's just because a stam menekes is again weak and needs more money. It needs more mizonos. So not necessarily a proof. Okay. So Itmar, Amri Yeshua ben Levi, Mosif and La Yayin, Shayayin Yafal Khalaf. So we began this week talking about how you don't give these women wine because it's not appropriate. And now we end with a shot that says, no, you actually give her wine. Why? Because drinking wine is good for milk production. So therefore, you make sure to have these women give them a stipend of wine. Also, if she's nursing, because that would allow the wine production to improve. Good. Okay, Shkoyo, so we finished the fifth perek. Hajun lachaf api. Very good. Okay. Next perek. Sixth perek. Perek named Mitzias Haisha. What happens with things that a person's wife finds, right? The Mitzia. So says the Mishnah as follows: Mitzias Haisha Umaisi Adeha Labaila. So if a woman finds an item, or she makes money, so her husband receives that. If you're going to ask me a question about Maisi Adeha, we talked about it already. The Gemara is going to ask that question also. I thought we talked about this already. So we're going to ask that question. But fine, but she finds things for the money that she makes at work, so those belong to her husband. The Yerusha Sah, she Yarshins, I'd say her, you know, someone in the family passes away and she gets the money. So who Ochel Peiros Bechaya, right? He eats the Peiros that come from that field, so whatever is, you know, produced from her Yerusha, so he can eat the Peiros while she's alive. Boshta ufagma shala, but if she gets injured and then someone has to pay her boshes and pagam, right, because she was embarrassed, etc., there's some damage done to her, and the other person pays boshes and pagam, so that's shala, she gets to keep that. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer bizman shebeseser la shnei chalakim v'lo echad bizman shebagaloi lo shnei chalakim v'lo echad. So it depends where the, you know, what type of damage was done to her. Right? If it's something that was obvious that people know about. So if it's something that's hidden that people don't know about, so then she gets 2/3 and he gets 1/3. When it's something that's galoy that everyone knows that it's obvious that she was damaged, so then what happens? So then lo shnei chalakim v'la echa. So he gets 2/3 and she gets 1/3. Look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says, "Upagma nezek chavala im yechavlula." But if someone, right, if someone hurts her, that they get the money. Uvizman shebagale. So what happens if it's something that's obvious or that people know about? Sheaboshes shalo, right? Meaning that boshes is, I guess boshes is 2/3, and the pagam is 1/3. Sounds like it. So the when it's a situation of begaloi, so then the boshes goes to him. But oh, shenim eses alav v'husovel. And the point being, the assumption is that there's some type of, you know, the pagam is now some physical defect in her now. So once that happens, so he gets the money because he's the one who has to kind of like be patient and accepting of whatever's now happened to her. Okay. Go back to the Mishnah. So he said, "Bizban shebagali lo shnei chalakim v'la echad shalo v'la." Oh, shalo yinase miyad. That which is supposed to go to him is given. The perpetrator has to pay immediately. Shalo yilakach bahen karkav hu ocha peres. And that which is given to her, so that gets paid in the form of karka, and he then ends up eating the peros. Right. The point being that by giving it through karka, that's a way of being able to allow him to get use of it. Also, look at Rashi. Rashi says yilakach bahen karka sharei ze kashar nechasim hanoflim. La Shehin Tulyan. It's another one of these items that sort of goes to her, and then he has an opportunity to make use of it. So by giving it through Karka, it becomes an opportunity for him to get use of it as well. Okay. Rashi points out, this is out of order, but Ocho Peres Bechayeha, right? Again, the Yerusha, he can eat the Peres when she's alive, Karen Shala. But the main value still belongs to her. Imi Garshena Oyamos, Vim Tamos, he Yorsha. The things become hers. If she ends up, they end up getting divorced, so she retains the Karen for herself. Okay, let's just do the last Gemara. Ma'akam Ashmalan, Tanita, what are you teaching me this for? We know this already. Ha'av Zaka Vita, B'Kiddushah, right? We know this already. Daf Mem Vav Beis, right? That the Av is Zoche and with his daughter in her B'Kiddushah, B'Kesser, B'Shtar, B'Biyah, right? Zakai, B'Mitziyasa, B'Maisiyah Deah, and he gets her Mitziyah and her Maisiyah Deah. Uva Faris Nidarah, and he can be made for Nidarim. B'Kabas Kita. And again, he accepts her get. He doesn't need Paris when she's alive. And what happens? Nisais. And what happens if she gets married? Yes, sir. Alav habal shu ocha Paris bechayeh. Right. And that what does the husband now get? He eats Paris bechayeh. Bosho ufagba, and he also gets boshes begam. So the point is, we just saw that her husband gets all these things. Whatever her father got, the husband now gets, and then he gets additional things also. So we know this already. So what are you teaching me this for? So it's Sri Chalei. Pluk the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir of Rabbanan. No, the reason I read it, Boshes of Pagama is Sri Chalei. Pluk the Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir of Rabbanan. No, the reason we use it is because it's Machalok, it's about Boshes of Pagam. So all the other pieces we knew already, it's true, but because it's Boshes of Pagam, this question of one third, two thirds, so that Machalokas we needed to play out. So that's why we repeated these halachos when it comes to Metziah, Maisiyah Deah, etc., Yerusha, in order just to get to the Machlokas, or Yudim Misera, and the Rabbanim when it comes to Boshim Pagam, and that's why we have this whole mission, even though we already knew most of these ideas from before. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up with Sam Chavav next week.